This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Justification acts all from shaitan. Your heart, this is what I want you all to do when you go home, and do it alone. Write the quality of the sound heart and apply it in your daily life. And see how many times, listen to this one, how many times you will fail. And how many times you will succeed? Because this is a process. This is not, today you heard this, tomorrow you are mashallah Sayyidina Ibrahim. It's not going to happen this way. It's a struggle. Because I don't know, number one. And once I know, it's a tough road. Because I'm going against the most difficult factor, which is me, by the way. Don't blame people. We always blame people. I don't blame people, I blame me, number one. Right? But again, we live in a society, it's always someone else's fault. Right? I failed because the teacher doesn't love me. I don't say I didn't study, or I don't say, you know what, I studied very well, but Allah did not want me to pass. I always blame it on somebody else. So number one, the heart that is free, when I say free, I mean there is nothing. So I can say I'm working on it, I'm in the process, like I'm losing weight, my goal, whatever the goal, I didn't reach it yet, but I'm working on it. So my goal is my heart is free, nothing, any desire that does not please Allah, and any desire that does not please Allah is out, out. Number one. Now the second one, which is the toughest one, especially living in the West, being sophisticated, educated, and وَمِن كُلِّ شُبْهَةٍ تُعَارِضُ خَبَرَهُ, and from every thought that goes against what he said. Are you all with me? Every thought goes against what he said. Who can give me an example? Applies to women. Al-hijab, absolutely. Dress Islamically properly. What do you hear? Number one, it's not in the Quran. It's not in the Quran, which is absolutely wrong. But that's the easiest way. I said, it's not in the Quran. He didn't tell me. تُعَارِضُ خَبَرًا. It's a thought in my mind, and I am actually denying, or my thought is absolutely against what he told me. And I always tell people, really, it's not in the Quran? You read the Quran, all of it? And she said, absolutely. I said, mashallah. No, I'm not making fun. It's mashallah. She read it. And I say, you understand everything in the Quran? Every word, at least word to word? She said, yes. Okay? I said, fine. Open Surah An-Nur. Right? Okay. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. Let them press their khimar hard on their bosom or their chest. She said, yeah, I know that. Okay, what is khimar? Don't answer me. Khimar is any material you use that by default covers the head. By default. And I always give this example to make it very easy for everyone. Because sometimes men argue this, by the way, it's not only women. And I say, when I say trouser, let's say easier. When I say shorts, what does short mean? Which part of the body is already covered? The private part. There's no question, right? If I'm going to say, make your short longer, does that mean the private part is not covered? Or it is covered by default, right? But that means make it longer. I'm giving you an example to make it easier to understand. That's what Allah said. So when I come, because I don't want it, or it is difficult for me, or whatever the reason, and by the way, and I'm saying this in public, putting hijab is not easy. If any one of you say hijab is easy, there's two possibilities. Either you have not done it yet. No, really. I really mean it. Or Allah made it easy for you. Subhanallah. But in general, it is absolutely against everything I want to do. Because shaitan keeps telling me, and even I tell myself, I don't look beautiful. And I want to look beautiful, all of us. So when my thoughts, now back to the qalb al-saleem, when the thoughts comes in my mind that is opposite what Allah is saying, and I start justifying, it's not in the Quran, no, this is not, let alone when I come and discuss and I argue about al-Bukhari and about the hadith, and I have no idea what is the name of al-Imam al-Bukhari, absolutely my heart is not saleem. There's a huge difference between me when I say, you know what, I know it's an obligation, and I know Allah said it in the Quran. Make dua for me, but Allah make it easy. This woman, you kiss her on the head and you make a dua to her, because she's really struggling. Versus somebody looked at me and says, I'm not convinced. That's a tough one. Again, don't blame people, don't attack people, but it's a tough one, because this one you have to convince her. And usually, my mind, and again, please forgive me, you're all women, especially we women when we get educated. When we get very educated in dunya things, we think we know everything. And our kibr increase, our arrogance, all of us, whatever your job is, and especially if you are successful and well known, it's so hard to go against your ego. We have to be really honest. Now you go home and says, what do I like? And what I don't like, that's desire. Is what I like is exactly what Allah told me, is what I don't like is opposite. What is my thoughts? My thoughts. And apply it on whatever decision you need to make, whether in dunya or whether in akhirah. And then he says, so these two, and then he says, then that heart, when it is absolutely clear from salama, from every thought that is opposite Allah's order or order to do or not to do, and absolutely free from every thought that goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran and Sunnah, then he says, that heart, this is what I love actually. This is me. He said, that heart now is free from slavery to anything but to Allah. In general, if you again look deep down, think of this. Wallahi, we are slaves to so many things. If someone look at me and says, you're a slave, I'll get offended. But reality, I am. I'm slave to what people think of me. I'm slave to the things I love. I'm slave to food. I'm slave to sleep, right? I'm slave to talking. I'm slave to talking. These days, I'm slave to social media and online. But when my heart is these two things, follow what he said, Subhana, I become the real servant of Allah. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Glory him who moved his servant. He called the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam slave, because that's the highest level of worship, when you are a true slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what does the slave do? When you ask anything, what do they say? Yes. Yes, sir. If you live in countries where you have people who serve you, right? What do they say? Yes. Yes. No argument. That's the true slave. Do I say to Allah yes every time, categorically, 24/7, no arguments? No. No, when I can, I'm still young, let's see, I'm not convinced. All these talks, and of course we people come and make it even better. True heart. Now I'm gonna give you something different, feelings. Feelings, true hearts. The heart that, the feelings, but just let me, yeah, well, alhamdulillah, we still have time. The feelings in the heart. What is normal feelings in the heart? Let's have you talk. I don't know why we made the light less. Why? I'm a person love lights. May Allah give us part of his lights on us. Yes, please, unless there is a real technical, so please turn it off. No, everything on. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Even more. Yeah. Right? I would love to see your faces. Jazakumullah khair. I'm sure they have the reason. طيب, bismillah. What feelings in general, don't talk about Qalb al-Salim, we'll talk about general. What feelings normally my heart can have? Not necessarily you have, but can have. What feelings, bismillah?
Jealousy.
So we have jealousy. We have love. I'm sorry? Please don't speak, just raise your hand. It gets too noisy here. Yes. So feeling loneliness, طيب, uh-huh. Infatuation, anxiety, happiness, anger. Yeah, hatred was said, uh-huh. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Sadness, okay. What about reliance, tawakkul, desire? I want to do something, right? They say, قلب السليم. Look at the feelings and now grade your feelings. Right? And he said, the feelings, the will, I want, the will, the love, the reliance, tawakkul, the return, or the focus, the submission, the fear, the hope, and everything that heart does. Pay attention to the next statement. For Allah only. Only. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith Qudsi, he said, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. Allah says, I am not in need of any partner. Whomsoever decide to have a partner, and I'm not talking about partner in worship, we're not, alhamdulillah. We all say, أشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله. We all bear witness, there is only one Allah, alhamdulillah. But I'm talking about the shirk al-khafi, the feeling, the reliance, the love, the dependence. And Allah says, if you have anyone, I will leave you in the day of judgment with that thing. I leave you. Taraktuhu wa shirku. Go. You prefer this human being over me? Go. In fact, he leaves you here. He leaves you here with this. And subhanAllah, there's many hadiths of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's one of the ones that comes, the meaning, I don't recall the exact wording, when he says the meaning of, whenever you prefer something over Allah, pay attention to this. Whenever you prefer something over Allah, again, you, beauty, family, husband, work, you name it, whatever, people, over Allah, he said the meaning of, you will be tortured by that thing. SubhanAllah. And all of you, if you think about it deeply, you will say, yes, this is true. I see it a lot with mothers. Because the natural feeling of a mother, she loves her children. It's natural. And Allah created us, fashioned us in a way that we love our children. Very unlikely. These are the exceptions to the rule. Right? Majority of the women disobey Allah because of children. True or false? Especially when you really love them. And sometimes may Allah forgive the children and may Allah forgive the parents. The children actually abuse this love. Abuse this love. Now you prefer that child over Allah, you will suffer from this child.